From the opening gavel, 9/11 has been a dominant theme of the Republican convention. The attack on the World Trade Center is a major reason why the GOP chose to hold its convention in New York. And as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, many delegates have been going to visit the site of the attack, Ground Zero.
This morning, among the visitors strolling the sidewalk along Church Street overlooking the World Trade Center site was Heather Wilson and her family. A congresswoman from New Mexico, Wilson spoke softly about what she saw.
It's hard to understand the enormity of it without being here to see what large buildings these were and what a huge space it was. It's hard to comprehend.
The site resembles nothing so much as a huge construction pit surrounded by a tall iron fence. Hugo Chavez Ray, an alternate from Parker, Colorado, came for a look. He said his brother lived a few miles from here, and it took Hugo 2 days after 9/11 to make contact with him.
Yeah, to me, I think this was an attack on our nation, not just New York, obviously, as a veteran, I'm very emotional about it.
Near the fence that's been erected to keep the curious from getting too close to the site, Debbie Clare poses with two New York City cops holding an American flag. Clare is a delegate from Colorado. The flag, she explains, was given to her by an Air Force pilot who carried it with him on a bombing run over Baghdad.
Well, that was part of me making the decision to run for national delegate, not only for George Bush, who I love him. I am totally committed to him and will do everything I can to get him reelected. But to come here and pay homage and to salute the people, these heroes that died.
Clare says members of the Colorado delegation will hold the flag aloft tonight when President Bush speaks. A Port Authority police officer who didn't want to be interviewed on tape says it's been a pretty quiet week next to Ground Zero. Police have been out in force, but there have been no major demonstrations or confrontations between the delegates and others who may feel differently about the political significance of 9/11. This is sacred ground, the officer said, and most people realize that. Brian Naylor, NPR News, New York.